Andy Dominigoni's family has been on this land for close to 150 years. He says there are good years and bad years, and this year it's not looking good.
I have some fields that we planted almost a month ago are still not out of the ground.
Seed isn't even any moisture.
He says normally it takes 5 to 7 days before the wheat sprouts, but not this year.
And as you can see behind me, this field was planted 2 weeks ago, and it is just bone dry. The seed is not in any moisture. It can't sprout. We got to wait for the rain.
Dominigoni is not the only one waiting for rain. The western United States has been in a drought that has been building for more than a decade, says climatologist Bill Patzert of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Ranchers in the west are selling off their livestock. Farmers all over the southwest, from Texas to Oregon, are fallowing in their fields because of a lack of water. So for farmers and ranchers, this is a very painful drought.
It may be painful for those who depend on rain, but Patzert says drought is actually the norm in the history of the American West, with some dry periods that lasted up to 50 years. In Southern California, it is turning into one of the worst droughts in recorded history.
Historically, that's 135 years of record keeping. This has been the driest. Since July 1st, we've had less than an inch of rain. In January, which is historically our wettest month, we've had zero rainfall. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this.
A drought such as the one in California has a greater impact now than it did 50 years ago because of the growth in population and economic development. And California is the biggest food producer in the U.S. in terms of dollars of produce sold, says Milt McGiffin, a field crop expert at the University of California, Riverside.
The short-term impact is going to be higher food prices. The longer-term impact is going to be you're just not going to have as much production in the country. And it's part of an overall trend for the next 50 years.
Here in California, we're the breadbasket of the United States. But also, we export tremendous volumes of fruits, vegetables, and even cattle overseas. And so when these terrible droughts hit, all right, and production drops, this echoes around the globe.
According to the United Nations, global food prices for 2013 were among the highest on record. Food experts in California say they won't know how much the drought in the western U.S. will affect the price of food in 2014 until the summer and autumn. As for farmers, experts agree there is no quick fix to their need for water. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Riverside.